Tamid per gimel mishne beis. Omar lahem hamemuna. The Mamuna again made another announcement. Same way he made an announcement mishne aleph legabe the payosas. Tzu uru migiyas man hashkita. All this was before the beginning of the day. This man hashkita is the beginning of the day. What is the beginning of the day? Kavanas hanifso b'layla. The pasuk says biyoyim zivchachem. What's day? L'chayit should be alois hashachar. Before we explain that, let's go back to a different detail, and that is, who exactly was the Mamun over here? There's Machlek Sushenim. Look at the Rav in the beginning of Yuma, the Mufashim, bring it over here. It's Machlek is. There's a Tais Yishonim with a Tais Simenochus, Dat Kuf. The Shaili is the Mamun over here a separate Mamun? Could be that the Mamun in Mishnah Aleph was the Mamun on all this, the Chalokim, specifically the Payosim. The Mamuna over here is the Mamuna. Meaning say, now we're going to signal the start of the Avodah. And who's going to be the one who's... That's the Mamuna HaGodl, which we find in the Mishnah Yisin Yuma, is the Skan Kohen Godl. He's the one that was Emid Liyad Yemine Shela Kohen Godl. See, oversaw the whole operation, the whole Avodah's Beis HaMikdash. Others time, they know. The Mamuna over here is the same Mamuna as Mishnah Aleph. Vinishvi, they sent a Kohen out to see if he gives Man Hashkita. Haroya Oimer Barkai. Who's the Roya? Did they send one Kohen out of the Lishka Sagozis, or was there somebody who was Mamun Alkach? That's also a discussion in the Mepharshim, because there's a Mishnah later on, Mishnah Ches, there's Gvini Hakruz, L'chayri, he's the one that called out that it's the time, and a loud voice. It was a special tafkid. So was the job to check in by Gavini HaKruz and find out and bring back the news to the Lishka Gozes that he gives Man Hashkita, or was this the job of he himself? Also not clear. What did they call out? Haroya Oimer Barkai. Barkai is a Heligah word that we only find in this context. Barkai means that the Oir Amud HaShachar is beginning to be Mavrik. Mavrik means to shine. Amud HaShachar, Alois HaShachar, is not Nikr. It's there. The sun is... mathematically, it's considered day, but it's not nicker in the sky. More than that, the Mepharshim explained over here that the Zman Alois HaShachar is nicker somewhere, but you can see it in the bottom of the sky. To say that the light already reaches the top of the horizon, that's already a further stage. There were guys that should be klar, because there was a Maisa the Gemara brings one time, Tesemta brings it from a Sugi and Yuma. One time the Kohen mistook the light of the moon, or Halavona, for the Arashach, and the Omak of the Kohen Talmud wrong. So maybe there were guys that should be a Dover Anika. Masya ben Shmuel Oimer. The Roya did not announce that it's the time until the light spread across the whole eastern horizon. Sunrise in the east. The whole eastern horizon is lit up somewhat later. There's a whole Tumul Lahalocha in Shulchan Aruch Aruchayim Peites, about all mitzvahs that Zman Bayoim, so the mitzvah starts by Amud HaShachar. L'chadchila, one should wait till Netz. V'di'eved, one is Yoitza, Mikra Megillah, Tvilin, V'chadoyme, from Alois HaShachar. The Shaila is, what's called Alois HaShachar? Only when it's Hev, Pnei Kol HaMizrach. Some people say that, yeah, and they say it's even V'di'eved. Not Cliff, that's their Eisel, it's only V'di'abonon. All this time, they even going to Matzim and Shmuel, that's not a klal by Kol HaMitzvahs. L'maisa, the Loshen that was used over here is Hey Pnei Kol HaMizrach in the Mepharshim from the Gemara in Yuma is the Hey Pnei Kol HaMizrach. Avrom Avinu is called in the Loshen of the Pasuk in Yeshai Mi Heir Mizrach. So we're invoking over here the Zchus of Avrom Avinu. Same with Amish Shemane Esrei, right? Avkei Avrom, Elkei Yitzchak, Elkei Yaakov, we say Morgan Avrom. And look at the next word, this Mufurish in the Gemara. They would ask him, when he says, Hey, Pnei Kol HaMizrach, Atchu B'Chevron, all the way to Chevron, which is in the east. V'hu Oimer Hein, he would say, yeah, why did they mention Chevron again? It's Chus Ovis, that are Kvurim B'Maris Machpelah. So it's clear that the wording over here went just beyond the time span. Mishnah Gimel, Omer Lohem, Tzu V'Viu Tlem Elishkas HaTloim. There were Tloim, Shepsaloch, that were Mivukorim in the Lishkas HaTloim. Again, where the Lishkas HaTloim is, we'll see more in the Seches Midois. The Hare Lishkas HaTloim Hoysa B'Mikzoya Tzvainis Marovis. The Mishnah speaks out as a Kasha. What's the Kasha? The Mepharshim explained it would be a half a minute. It's quite a distance from where it would be shechted, so mamela l'chayra, better to bring it before the kriya. You'll bring it and you'll have it there. And you have to shecht it that day. You have to, I'm sorry, before the shechita, you have to be mevaker the tle before then. It's going to have to be checked la'or avukos because it's not fully light out. So mamela, that's what the Mishnah says, v'hare lishkas hatloim, ha'isim ritzon etzvon esmarobis. And the Mishnah speaks out information, which again is really more the subject of Maseches Midos. V'harba l'shochas ha'yisham. There were four lishkas, four rooms for different purposes that were open to the Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamikdash we met up already within the beginning of Perek Aleph. There were four rooms that had openings to the Beis Hamikdash. Achas lishkas hatloim v'achas lishkas hachosomois. These were chosomois that we used. We'll see more Maseches Midos to buy with the things that were necessary for people that were mevi'i karbonos. Nesochim, behemois, soilas, etc., where they were bought, and the way they were bought was money couldn't be exchanged. The way they were bought was with chesomois. Va'achas lishkas beis hamoikid, one of them was lishkas beis hamoikid where the fire was to warm up the kahanim. Va'achas lishkas she'oisim bo lechem aponim. That was the lishka where they would prepare the lechem aponim, had to be prepared on site, on the ground. We'll just speak out because the Rav does the same over here. What was this chesomois? Is that a person would come to the Beis HaMikdash and he would pay outside and he would get a chesom and then he would come to the Mamuna al HaNesachim, he would get Nesachim. And there were different amounts for different karbonos. So Mesach HaShkolim's Mufurish, there were Dalet chesomois, Egel Zocha Gedi Choyte. So when he brought that one, so they knew to give him the Nesachim, whatever he needed, the Nesachim for that carbon.